From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday, issuing a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of the disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people and wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. The company admitted it did not share with investors certain troubling information about the loans. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency could not engage in the waterboarding of suspects, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. This is VOA News. Principal Deputy Ann Shugshat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we thought. Shugshat appeared with Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci Monday at a White House press briefing.
And most of what we're learning is not reassuring. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions.
Officials say the more researchers learn about Zika, the more concerned they are about the neurological effects and long-term complications from the virus. U.S. President Barack Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He reflected on his terms in office in an interview with Fox News, saying his biggest accomplishment during his 7-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression. He said the best day of his presidency was the 2010 congressional passage of national health care reforms that came to be known as Obamacare. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Adrian Edwards is a United Nations spokesman.
It's very sad indeed to have seen this, but it does, as I said, point to the need for answers for this population. They're stuck in limbo, close to the border. They need to be moved to better sites. We need to look at relocation and other possibilities for this population.
Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence Monday, but no violence was reported. Media reports say Russia has begun delivering advanced surface-to-air missiles to Iran. The Mehr News Agency quoted an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman as saying the first phase of its agreement has been implemented and the delivery process will continue. British Prime Minister David Cameron has derided what he said are deeply hurtful and profoundly untrue allegations against his deceased father, whose name had appeared in the leaked Panama Papers. The leaks revealed the late Ian Cameron's offshore investments. The Prime Minister defended the accounts, saying they were entirely standard and not set up to avoid taxes. The recently elected president of the Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has named his first cabinet in an effort to bring about reconciliation to his country following years of sectarian violence. He named both political allies and former rivals to the new government, but left out supporters of militias behind the country's violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.